Jimmy got killed on D-Day on Omaha Beach, and I never knew. I kept sent writing, because he always said to me, keep writing to me, boy. Keep writing me, let me know how you're doing at school. And I was writing, and these letters kept coming back, returned by the US Army Post Office. And I said, of course, I was only a kid. I said to my dad, why do they keep sending them back, Dad? He said, well, maybe he's busy. He said, you don't have to, when you're a soldier at the front, you don't have time, you know. And he said, you can only write letters and get letters intermittently, you know. He said, he might not have been able to get to him. Well, I said, oh, well, I accepted that, you see. And it wasn't until many years later, oh, I think I'd be in my 40s then. Me and my brother, old Tom, we was in the pub having a party, and we were talking, and we got talking about the war, and got talking about Jimmy. And he said, did you ever know what happened to him, Brian? I said, no, I said, I suppose he just must have gone back to America. He said he didn't. And he told me. He got killed on Omaha, D-Day. And Mum and Dad wrote to his wife, and his wife just begged them not to tell me. She said, let Brian think he's come back home. And I never knew that he'd been killed. Great fella he was a lovely man.